The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We're going to talk now, though, about these figures. You might have heard Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman talking about them a little bit on News Talk Breakfast as well this morning. It's the massive increase in the number of women seeking help for cocaine use, up 426% over the, was it over 40% of treatment for drug problems last year, sorry, was for cocaine, and a 400% increase in women seeking treatment. Somebody who knows all about this is Kirsty Morrison Keating, who has spoken online of her own struggles with cocaine, and she's with me now. Kirsty, you're welcome to the show. Can you tell me about when you first started using it?
Hiya, yeah, thanks for having me. So for me, when I was a teenager, I was kind of very sheltered to it all. And it wasn't until I started going to festivals that I was around it and around that kind of scene. But my mom was very honest about drugs and stuff when I was growing up. And so I had no interest, kind of like reverse psychology. But it wasn't until after the first lockdown when everything stopped and things kind of got really boring. And then curiosity got the better of me, I'd say, was how it kind of happened.
And what attitudes would you have had to cocaine before you used it, or what preconceptions?
Before, I'd say that period before lockdown, I think I was just kind of had no interest. Actually, the first time I was ever offered anything, it was MDMA. And I remember asking, is it going to make my nose feel weird? And the person that had it said, yeah. So I was like, okay, never mind. I don't want it.
So you then fast forward to lockdown and kind of, as you say, curiosity gets the better of you. So how long then after starting to take it did you develop a problem, or what you would have identified as a problem?
Yeah, so for me, that was when I was about 20, so 3 or 4 years ago. Because what kind of happened then is I started working in hospitality and bartending. And as we know, that industry is very prevalent in that industry, and it's very normal to do it while you're working. Look forward to doing it after your shift and all that. So that's kind of how I fell into it then. And with the normalization of it, seeing managers doing it, being given it by managers and stuff. So I just never thought there was anything wrong. So I would have done it recreationally then for around those period, and then had periods of time off it as well, because knowing that it's not a good thing to be doing it. In my head.
So you knew even during that time you realised this, and this is problematic.
Yes, absolutely. Especially when it was a thing with work and stuff and that kind of thing. I just knew that was so wrong. What happened was I lost my mom very tragically in November. And obviously then just my whole world flipped upside down. And then I turned, because around that time there was loads of nights out, and I kind of wanted to keep going out and kind of try, hold on to any bit of normalcy in my life. So I started using it very frequently then on all the nights out, as a means to cope and as a means to escape all the thoughts and feelings, because anyone who's done it will tell you it just kind of silences your mind and does kind of help you function, especially when you are drinking in that way. But then it just got really frequent, and if anything, that's just what made me more depressed, knowing that I was using an illegal substance to cope. I just knew it was so wrong.
And how then did it come to a point where you sought help?
So what actually happened, which is what I talk about a lot online and share on my TikTok page, is the last time that I ever used, I was very isolated. Nobody kind of knew how frequent it was or anything, because I just thought, nobody was able to deal with me how I was. So I kind of just hid myself away. And what happened was the last time I used, it was cocaine and then MDMA. And what happened was at the time I was very, very suicidal. And after taking the MDMA, I just went absolutely crazy and then attempted to take my own life and ended up getting saved by somebody, thankfully, and then brought into hospital. So for me, it was just that point that it just, nearly something I was using to cope actually ended up facilitating me to be able to go and to do that. Because as much as I was suicidal, I truly don't believe I'd ever try to do that while I'm sober, And what I tried to bring light to on my TikTok page as well is how much we don't talk about, because it is people with mental health issues and people that are suicidal that will look to use some substances to try cope. But it's the aftermath of that, you are I don't know the exact, can't remember the exact statistics, but the likelihood that you actually will take your own life after using alcohol or drugs is so much higher. But that was the, that's when everything came to a halt for me.
And when it comes back then to this, Kirsty, the kind of proliferation of cocaine and the amount of women, you know, seeking assistance for addiction services over the last year, that massive increase. How easy is it to get, or how easy did you find it was to get? Was there ever a problem?
No, never. Like, I was talking about it before, and what a lot of people say is that, like, you can have it dropped to your door faster than a pizza, which is true because a lot of people deliver it, you know. But as well, like, something I talk about is because I was, like, essentially sheltered as a teenager, it was when I moved to a different county for college that it was like everyone was just doing it, and it was like, you know, normal lads like that were my age and that were like my friends, you know, that were selling it. So it was just, everyone was doing it. It was the most normal thing. Like, nobody questioned it because, you know, it's very common for, and like lads and girls as well, to just kind of pick up a side hustle. Like, you know, it's not this like big, scary, dangerous thing. They don't see it as, it's just a way to make an extra bob and then always have some cocaine in hand, you know?
Well, listen, given there was mention of suicide, I should share with people the Samaritan's number, which is 116123, or Pieta's 24-hour number, 1-800-247-247. Becca Fisher is with us as well, the music journalist at extra.ie. Becca, as somebody who is out and about, certainly more than I would be, I mean, would you agree with Kirsty's kind of assessment of how ubiquitous it is out there?
Oh, absolutely. I think it is available in many more subsets of society, many more outlets than we give ourselves credit for. I think, you know, it's not that taboo, shameful thing anymore. People who are in well-respected positions within society, jobs, all walks of life, have it at their disposal.
And it's just, what, it's just seen as kind of another compliment to a night out now?
Almost, yeah. I'd say it would almost be a similar degree to when you see someone smoking a joint. You think, oh, wow, that's not legal, but you're not going ringing the guards. You know, you smell it in the street and you just have a bit of a second, a bit of a jolt, it's a bit jarring, but you recognise that it's quite normalised.
And would it still be as, would it be quite as open, the use, as it is as smoking a joint?
Absolutely, yeah. Club bathrooms.
Yeah.
1 to 2 to 3 to 4 in a stall. At music festivals, people ducking their heads in groups. It's everywhere, and it's completely, for lack of a better term, right under our noses.
And why do you think then there's been such a marked increase in women seeking help over the last year?
I think there's been a rise in mental health issues. I think there's been a rise in loneliness among women. I think that there's just been a general normalization of it within Irish youth. I think, you know, it's become kind of a symbol of status, a symbol of high class, and it's no longer seen as a shameful thing. You're not a junkie. You're just a party animal, a good time, and it is an escape. And I think, much like Kirsty said, you kind of need to look at the mental health aspects of it before kind of looking at the recreational aspects of it.
There was a time, I mean, the last time there was conversations like this, say if you go back a few years, was probably Celtic Tiger era, and it was very much associated with a certain subset in society, the high flyers, as it were. That's probably no longer the case, is it?
No, I think it gives that illusion to maybe a naive user or somebody who is looking to get into it or is being approached by someone for the first time. And it would give you that status symbol, but you would be amazed at how many people are actually using.
Yeah.
And again, I think the use of cocaine definitely comes along with economic decline. 100%. I think I've noticed it more and more as we push further into recession, as we push further into a cost of living crisis, people are looking for any form of an escape. Mm. And these are the kind of drugs, like Kirsty said, that offer that escape for people.
Is there any kind of element amongst, say, particularly young users, and I'm including young men as well, as young women in this, that it's seen as a low calorie way of enjoying a night out?
I would say so. I'd say also, I mean, how much is a pint? How much is a drink nowadays? The buzz is longer, the high lasts longer, and it's so readily available. I mean, social media has completely, you know, made traditional dealing, taken it off the cards entirely. There are Instagram pages, WhatsApp groups, Discords. You can get it, like she said, just to your door, quicker than a taxi. And there's no feeling of getting caught out or that you may, you know, end up down the guard station. I know certainly when I was growing up, it was one of those things. you'd be cuffed in the back of a Garda car if you ever even saw someone taking cocaine. But now it's just a nice, relaxed, apparently, approach to a night out. Which,
and I'm conscious as well that when something gets to the point that it's being talked about on a mainstream news show, it's probably kind of past its sell-by date to a degree in terms of the zeitgeist. What are the other drugs that people are actually kind of using more readily on a night out?
Well, I mean, there's always the likes of MDMA, ecstasy, ketamine, and cocaine, but all are quite prolific. I think it depends on the scene. It depends where you are. It depends the group that you're with. But I'd say multitudes. Festival season, you see just about everything. It's become really glamorized, really normalized. And the societal attitude to it is just...
And the attitudes of club owners and club promoters as well. I mean, without naming anybody, there must be a blind eye turned to it if it's as obvious the use as you say.
I mean, what can they do? You're not in the bathrooms. You can't go into the stalls. You can assume people are taking it, but can you prove it? It's one of those things of searching bags at the door. You don't know if someone has it on them. You don't know if someone's going to give it to them when they get in there if they don't have it on them already. It's a hard thing to police.
Yeah, listen, it's kind of interesting stats released today for all the wrong reasons. So we appreciate your time, Becca. Thanks a million for coming in to us. Becca Fisher is a music journalist at extra.ie, and Kirsty Morrison Keating as well, who's been sharing her story on her old social media channels. Kirsty, thank you for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.